What up, bro? Welcome to another episode of the Brand New Show. As you know, I am Brand New, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand New Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand New Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand New Show, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode tonight, because this is Point of View or Random Shit. So much crazy shit going on, so let me say this is going to be funny. And maybe a little bit crazy. So let's get into it, man. So started off like this. So the first movie, I never watched the first movie of Dew. Now you got Dew 2. Out, and it's breaking records. It's doing amazing. That's great. I'm happy for it. It's doing amazing numbers. A lot of people saying it's a good movie. I don't know. I didn't watch the first one, so I don't want to go watch the second one and be like, oh yeah, it's awesome. I don't really concern myself a little bit with this shit. Hey man, I'm into like superhero movies and shit like that, so I'm sorry. But because of a movie that is this successful, and it's great, it's doing amazing numbers, and that's amazing for everybody that's involved, I have no idea why it's getting boycotted. Not even in a little sense. I have no clue why it's getting boycotted. A lot of people on social media are boycotting due to they because of its star Timothée Chalamet did a skit on SNL, yeah, about the war that's going on, the Palestinian war still going on, and I get it. A lot of people are just we live in a world, man. We live in a world, but I don't get the backlash anymore, people. I don't get it. I'm sorry that I don't understand it. I don't get it, but it's just like, and again, like, I don't know if this movie's great. I know a lot of people said that they got, you know, this is the best movie they've seen in years, and I don't like when people say that, because then I go watch and I'm like, okay, that's what's up. But congratulations to the movie, man. Congratulations to this movie. Breaking records left to right. That's great for everybody involved. Yeah. You know what's funny is this next story. So I've been seeing this, and I was trying to like understand what the fuck is going on. So apparently, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, her family is going through some shit. Which is, her mom married her youngest daughter's ex. Yeah, I think I said that right. I have no idea. Hollywood is weird. What the fuck you want me to say? Like, Hollywood's weird. Like, what the fuck? The dude is literally the definition of, that is crazy. That is nuts. But at the same time, it's fucking Hollywood, dude. Like, I don't get too surprised by any of this shit anymore. I thought it was a crazy story, because it's just like, I can see how that happens. Like, I could see it. Like, I could see how it happens. And by the way, Miley Cyrus' sister is engaged to some dude. So it's not like, you know, it's still controversy, some shit. Clearly she's over the shit. She's all done. But fans are good at this shit. Y'all motherfuckers are detectives. I have no idea how the fuck that even came about. Like, but, you know, do you think? I think I heard somewhere where they was like, Miley is trying to just keep her distance from the shit. Which she should. This ain't got shit to do with her. Not even a little bit, man. Like, that shit has nothing to do with you, bro. It brings me to this. And this might be the most controversial shit I say all night. Cardi B is back. She got a new song out. It's a free. She called it a freestyle, which a freestyle to me is like a microphone and you just rap it. Just doing a video and you just rap it. But and I ain't talking about like a pre-planned video. I'm talking about like a real actually like just spontaneous. You just did a freestyle some shit. But I guess anyway. Cardi B is back. I haven't heard the song. I haven't heard the song. And I don't care to. I'm not a huge fan of this era's music. Just not a huge fan of it. I think people hype it up a little bit too much. And I get it because you live in this era, so this is your time where you love the industry, you love the music because you live in the era. But this controversy of always these women are always battling each other, these women are always battling each other. I don't understand why. Like, none of y'all do the, this is kind of how crazy this shit is because all of y'all sign the same, so all of y'all assume that y'all have problems with each other. I don't know why y'all are all beefing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Cardi's song is gonna do great, and I still see people that always want to pit Cardi and Nicki against each other, which is like, you can't. Nicki actually has a real legacy. Cardi's legacy isn't because of music. Her legacy is because of that. Yeah, Cardi's legacy isn't because of music. Cardi's legacy is off of reality TV. Like she's a reality star. I know you hate to hear it and you hate to say it. She ain't been a reality star in years, but her career started off of reality TV, and she hasn't done enough in music to even say she's even in that conversation of a musician yet. This is be her second fucking album. Her first album came out in what, before the pandemic, like 2018. So it's like 6 fucking years. Bro, you've been in the public eye for longer than that. Like, since that album came out. Like, the fuck is going on? Like, I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't understand it. Not saying I don't, like I'm not. Is I'm starting to realize this. I don't have a problem with the people. Like the artists and shit. I don't have a problem with the artists or the people. I have a problem with the fans in the media. They try to hype shit up, and it's just like I don't get the hype. Like I don't understand it. We gotta stop that shit. And this is one of those times, like bro, like Cardi isn't Nicki. She's not Missy. She's not Trina. She's not Eve. She's not Lil' Kim. She's not. And I'm one of those like they gotta do their own thing. But this is ridiculous. Congratulations, Cardi, on coming back. But bro, like. I've seen you drop songs before, and then they don't do shit. As much as people hyped WAP, it was only because of the video. It wasn't like the fucking song was good. It's the fucking video. She dropped songs since then, and none. She just dropped a song with Meg, like what, in September? That shit came and fucking went. Like, stop hyping shit because you like the person. The music might not be fucking good, bro. Like I'm not. No, man. The thing about the and I would never say I don't give a shit if some people got writers or not. But that might be the reason for why her first album was so good, because the writers knew how to make them songs great, and the production was awesome. I like I said, I haven't heard a new song. I don't listen to the radio. I'm not going to look for the fucking song, but the hype over it is a little bit crazy. I'm just like, but again, we live in an era where we're tribalistic, and because one side doesn't like this person, you're gonna ride hard for this person. Without just being honest and being like, I don't know. Not saying again, I haven't heard the song. But I'm just speaking on general, like the generation. Like, people hype shit a little bit too much for my liking. And act like the songs are great and the music is so amazing. It's just like, I guess. I fucking guess. Like, I don't. I fucking guess. I don't know, man. And last but not least, man. Oprah got fired. I didn't know Oprah could get fired, but Oprah got fired for Weight Watchers because of her involvement in Ozempic. Ozempic, which is the weight loss drug. That's funny. I just when I saw that, I know it came, I think it happened like last week, but when I saw that, I wanted to talk about it last week, but I didn't talk about it because it was something else that I had to talk about. I did a whole, point of view on, Diddy. But I wanted to talk about this because I was like, Oprah got fired? What the fuck? Oprah gets fired? Like, she got fired. Oprah got fired. Like, that shit just sounds so weird to say. But yeah, she deserved to get fired. Like, you can't, and again, it goes into what Cat Williams said earlier in the year, which is it's about to be a lot of shit that's about to get cleared up and out there in the world. Like, Oprah has been a very prone person that has said she is a huge believer in Ozempic. So you can't be screaming you use a weight loss drug, but then have the nerve to be on fucking commercials talking about how you use Weight Watchers. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, you're defeating the fucking purpose of Weight Watchers. So, yeah, I get why they fired ass. I would have fired ass too. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And we get this, like I said, Oprah getting fired, it sounds nuts. But me being who I am, man, I grew up with a black mom. So, of course, Oprah was always in TV, like on the TV when she was at home. But I don't look at Oprah like everybody look at Oprah. Like, Oprah sums up with Oprah. Like, I'm sorry. That's just me. That's how I feel. She done something. She got bodies buried somewhere. Like, she. I'm sorry. I just feel like Oprah got some bodies buried somewhere, bro. Like, there's no way in hell. And I'm not trying to discredit Oprah. I'm just saying, like, there's no way in hell. She has no controversy. None. Think about it. When's the last time you heard a black person never have any controversy? That is the to the level of Oprah. You have no controversy? None? And then when you do have controversy, people run out there and be like, "But that's Oprah." What? Okay. All right. I'm just saying, it's a little weird. Just a little weird. But that's point of view, a random shit. I know it's short and I know I wasn't talking a lot, but some of these stories are not even, it's just wow. These are fucking wild stories. It's not really too much to get too much attached to it. But yeah, I am brand new. This is point of view, a random shit. Till next time. Peace.